Jesus is risen. May the grace and the peace and the presence of our risen Lord fill you this day. Amen. When I was on my internship in the Boston area, there was one Sunday morning when Stacy and I went out to eat after worship with my supervisor and his wife. So as we were in the restaurants with our meals, a family from the church walked in and was seated nearby. Now this family, it was a great family. They had two kids, including this charming little boy of about 4 or 5 years old. And as they sat down at that table, that little boy was fixated on Dan, my supervisor, and me, just watching. And finally, he tugs on his mom's sleeve and says, "Look, Mom, they eat." I have no idea what that little boy had thought before, that because we wear the little white collars, that somehow or another we absorb nutrients from the sunshine like plants or something. But he was amazed that Dan and I would eat like someone normal. In today's gospel story, it seems that the disciples are just as amazed and just as excited to see Jesus take a piece of fish and show them that he eats. Because as Jesus enters into the disciples' lives in our gospel this morning, he is reconnecting with our humanness. And what Jesus is doing is showing us that the gospel, the good news of God's love, really is for us. Now, like last week's story concerning Thomas, Jesus enters into the room where the disciples are, and he greets them in peace. Once again, this is that first Easter day in Luke's gospel. And again, in this story from Luke, the disciples are gathered in fear, hoping that neither the chief priests nor the Romans are going to be coming after them next. Jesus stands among them and greets them in peace. But they were startled, thinking that they were seeing a ghost, even though Jesus had told them that he was going to suffer, he was going to die, and he was going to rise again. Even though they had heard all of that, they were not prepared to believe that Jesus is risen. So Jesus invites them to touch him, to see for themselves that he is real and not a spirit. He's not an apparition. He's not a ghost. Jesus then asks for something to eat. Eating has been one of the pillars of Jesus' ministry. It has been essential that Jesus would join in meal fellowship with all sorts of people, with lots of different people, maybe with everyone, from dining with a Pharisee to dining with Zacchaeus the tax collector, from sharing meals with Peter's mother-in-law to sharing a meal with Martha and Mary and their brother, from feeding 5,000 people to gifting the disciples and the church with the Lord's Supper. Jesus has known and has shown that meal fellowship is important for all of us. Now, it's important primarily because we need to eat. We need the energy provided. We also need the fellowship, the conversation, and the everyday and the ordinariness of it all. We eat because we need to. And Jesus understands that for him to eat in this moment reconnects him to our humanity, to our need to eat, and then it helps the disciples to move into the next thing that Jesus is there to do. So Jesus eats, and the crowd roars in applause. In his eating, in his rising from the dead, Jesus is showing us that the gospel is for us. The good news of God's love for all people in Jesus Christ is for us. The good news that we are justified through faith is for us. It is all of it for us, and it is for every single day. This resurrection of Jesus shows us the depth of God's love, as well as the fullness of God's efforts to show us this love. In dying, Jesus took on our sin and was willing to suffer and die so that we might be made free from that sinfulness. In rising, Jesus shows us a new life waiting for us. Now, it is still a life filled with eating and sweating, with effort and with rest, but it is a life where we get to bring the love of God with us wherever it is that we go, and we get to change the lives of others with that love of God, just like Jesus has changed our lives with that love. Jesus shows us all of that when he eats. Now, after eating, after the disciples are finished celebrating the fact that Jesus is risen, after things have calmed down a little bit, Jesus opens their minds to understand the scriptures. If there was ever a sentence in the Bible that I truly wish that I was there for, that might be it. Jesus shows them clearly and without obfuscation the meaning of the scriptures and where they point to God's love and God's promises. You see, as humans, we struggle. We struggle with these words from God. We think we understand, and that what we've really done is turned God's teaching into 613 rules and regulations that must be followed or else. We want to make ourselves look better, or at least make others look worse. We want to be on top or close to the top. We never want to be on the bottom. And the disciples have already shown that they truly misunderstood Jesus' announcements concerning his passion, his death, and his resurrection. So Jesus opens their minds to understand. Jesus provides the disciples with the means to undertake the mission that he will give them so that they can be witnesses in Judea and Samaria and off to the ends of the earth. We too need our minds and our hearts opened. It's one of the reasons we come here. It's one of the reasons we tune in here. We come to worship so that the goodness of God's love can open our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus our Lord. We come to eat along with Jesus and from that table receive fellowship, receive energy and purpose, along with forgiveness of sins, life and salvation. Jesus is as truly present with us now as he was on that first Easter day, and the presence of Jesus is striving to open our minds and our hearts to understand God's love every day. It is wonderful to be here with all of you celebrating the amazing truth that Jesus is risen. It gives me joy to sing and to pray throughout this Easter season. But this message is not just for one day or for a week or for a season. It's not just for Sundays, but it's also for Thursdays and for every other day that ends in Y. The love of God is for every single day and every moment of every day. When we struggle, the good news of God's love reaches us with forgiveness and strength. When we are able to aid those around us in their lives, the good news of God's love guides us and grants us hope and peace to share. When we feel dead to the world, when the world around us feels dead, the resurrection of Jesus shines into the darkness with light and life, with comfort and love. We need the love of God every day like we need food every day. And we are called to share the love of God every day, like we have opportunities to share food every day. Into the fear of misunderstanding, Jesus appears with peace, with guidance, and with truth. Jesus stands before us, eats with us, and helps us to understand. May we find peace from our meal fellowship, and may we come from this time refreshed and strengthened, granted hope, grace, and understanding to fuel our living and our caring today, tomorrow, and every day. Amen.